praise the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful Lord.
I'd like to do something a little different because we have some urgent prayer requests before us tonight, and I'll make mention of them in a moment. But let's sing number 51, Holy, 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 and then let's spend a little time in prayer over these needs that have been called to our attention, and then we'll go on with our meeting from there. But number 51 in our hymn book, Holy, 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 oh Lord God Almighty.
Holy, 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 holy.
before you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, holy, holy.
Merciful and mighty. What a combination. Merciful. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. And he's all powerful. All power in heaven and earth has been given unto me, Jesus said. You know, I often think of the disciples, or every once in a while I think of them, on that stormy sea. And there they're in the boat, and the storm has whipped up. And these were experienced fishermen, and they were frightened. So it must have been a real storm, a real danger that they were in, and they knew it. And it says that Jesus stood up and said, "Peace be still." And suddenly the wind stopped, and the waves ceased, and there was a great calm over the whole sea. And it says that they were filled with fear because they had never seen such power manifest in a man before. Power over nature. Jesus could speak to the creation and it obeyed him. In one instance, it says he was sleeping while all that was going on, and they had to wake him up and say, "Lord, don't you care that we're perishing?" And then Jesus got up and took care of everything. Don't you care? Of course he cared. He wasn't going to let anything happen to them. He was in the boat with them. Everything would be okay. He would have liked them to just trust in his love and know that he would watch over them. But they hadn't gotten to that place yet. And so they said, "Lord, don't you care?" And he said, "Yes, I do care." And he manifested his power in such a great way. In Psalm 62, at the end of that psalm, it puts those two thoughts together also. "Truly my soul waits only upon God," or waiteth upon God. "From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." Verse 5, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." And then he goes on at verse 11. "God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work." God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this. Power belongs unto God, and mercy belongs unto God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the perfect combination. If God was just all powerful, but he wasn't merciful, none of us would be here, I don't think. But if God was just merciful, but there was no power to back it up, he couldn't help us no matter how he felt, how much he wanted to. But God, in God is this perfect combination of perfect power, not to do us harm, but because of his mercy, he uses that power to help us in our time of need and to do the impossible. Praise God. And so that's why we can come to him in prayer. That's why it says, "Pour out your hearts to him, ye people. God is a refuge for us. You're coming to a God who has all power. Whatever your need is, God is able, more than able, to meet that need. And because he's merciful, you don't have to do anything to deserve it, anything to earn it. He loves you. He feels for you. He knows what you're going through. His heart is a heart of compassion. And so we know that when we bring our needs to God, that he hears us, he wants to help us, and he's able to do so. Praise God. And if that's the case, then we ought to bring everything to him all the time. We ought to take advantage of a God like that, a provision like that. Praise God. Mercy and power. Hallelujah. And that is what makes up his holiness, as we've sung. Merciful and mighty. God in three persons. Blessed Trinity. Praise God. So we want to go to prayer tonight. I received word that... And so let's pray that God will bring deliverance to each and every one that I've mentioned tonight. That God will pour his spirit down in the village. And there are girls there in real need. You don't see it when they walk by and they're smiling on the way to the beach. But things are going on in their life, in their homes, that only God can help them with. And God wants to change them while they're here and cause them not to go back the same as they came. And God's able to do that. They've been having wonderful meetings. The Lord's been drawing near. And now we want to believe that God's going to break through in these cases. And so let's pray tonight. And I'd ask you, let's go to our knees. Let's really humble ourselves before God, if you're able to do that. And let's pray. And I'm not saying just one person pray.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatever God has promised, he's able to perform. And the power of God is just the same today. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, rebuke every evil power, every dark power, and cause your light to come forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Jesus, open the heavens. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, come down and deliver. Hallelujah. Full deliverance. Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Oh, you can solve anything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Wonderful, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, you win out. Situations and these needs, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we claim you, Jesus, and your power, your victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do it, Lord, for your own honor and glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let light increase. Hallelujah. Light cover darkness. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Send your presence, your joy, peace into that heart. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord. God, work is only you can work. Show us what you can do, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, show the world what you can do. Hallelujah. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by
thy sin. Oh, rest, go to him. For rest our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee.
Hallelujah.
He is able to deliver thee. Oh, thy sin, oh, rest, go to him. For rest our God is able to deliver thee.
Oh, Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Our power, wonder-working God, in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never.
Number 299. Let's sing it together.
Thank you.
We have someone from the village. That's my daughter. Give us a report, Bethany. What's happening down there?
Well, first I wanted to say that we had a girl in Hopefuls who was so homesick, and apparently she came last year and had to go home because of that, and we've been praying for her, and she's so happy now, and she's having a great time.
Thank you.
But this is my first time counseling as an official counselor with my own cabin. And I just want to thank God for the way that he's been working in the girls that I have. They're the faithfuls. They're all 10 years old. And, you know, many of them, they all go to church. They all know about God. But most of them would say that they don't know if they're saved, because I think they're hearing things and they're just like, oh, I never thought about that. Maybe I'm not actually saved, you know, because I don't have that figured out yet. And they've been hesitant to pray out and things like that. But we had a prayer meeting last night. And they didn't enjoy it very much, but God helped us all to pray together. And each of them prayed out. And I think as they prayed, they were more inspired to pray. And then, you know, we were sitting by ourselves for a while, just kind of praying quietly. And one of the girls was crying. She was sad about something. And Sophia went over to her and asked if she could pray for her. And I know she was just whispering to her, but I heard most of it. And it was a beautiful prayer. And so God is working in their hearts, even the 10-year-olds. He's coming to all of us, and I'm so thankful for that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Yes. Sister Janet had told me, as I mentioned yesterday, that God's doing what good, wonderful things down there.
Sure, they have their battles to fight, I'm sure. But Jesus is greater than all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, so how do we go on from this meeting now? Let's see what God has for us. Hallelujah. Maybe there are others that would like to testify. Some are leaving tomorrow already. And if you'd like to say something and give God the glory, well, we're all for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's continue to worship Him and then follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And let's believe that Jesus will come forth and give us the type of meeting that He wants us to have. I was so thankful for this morning. That surprised me how near He drew to us and kept us so still before Him. Oh, surely God was doing something wonderful in our lives. And we thank Him for that. Not every meeting is the same. Some are quiet, some are loud, some are a mixture of the two. But the important thing is it's a meeting with Jesus. A meeting with Jesus. Praise God. We're meeting Him tonight. You know, as you're praying for others, God is not forgetting your need. I remember a woman one time, she said that she went up to her on a healing line. There was an evangelist that had a gift, and he invited people to come and pray. And she said she was online waiting her turn, and she looked at the person in front of her, and her heart just was moved with compassion. This person was in such need. And she said she laid her hands on that person while she was online, and as she prayed for that person, God healed her. When she got to the evangelist, she didn't need his prayer. God had taken care of it already. As I prayed for someone else, God touched me. That's what the Bible says, that he that waters shall himself also be watered. Praise God, as you minister to others and pour out in love and faith, Jesus pours in. Hallelujah. You know, it's the way of love. It's a faith that works by love. You can never go wrong loving. You can never go wrong reaching out in love to somebody. God honors that, and God quickens our faith, and God shows us his glory. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Well, I just want to share a little something from my life. When I was 3 and a half, I was not expected to live. I had a ruptured appendix, peritonitis and gangrene had set in before the doctors operated, and the doctors told my parents, or told other people in the hospital, that if it would be any comfort to my parents, he would come back, but he went home because he felt he could do nothing. And they didn't think that I was going to live through the night. But my parents dedicated me again to the Lord, and I'm a living example that God's healing lasts. I mean, it's been a few years ago since I was 3 and a half, as most of you know. And God is able, he's abundantly able, no matter what the medical condition is. And I just want to encourage you to keep on believing and trusting, because God can override the most terrible circumstances and bring healing that will last and bring blessing into the lives of I'm thinking of Samara in particular, and any others that we know of that have needs. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. And I think sometimes it's easy for us to focus on how bad the situation is, and we need to focus on Jesus and how great and powerful he is and how much he loves even the little ones.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. For he is able, he's able. I know my Lord is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through.
Hearted.
He healed the broken hearted.
He set the captive free.
He healed the sick and raised the dead.
Walked the troubled sea.
For he is able.
He's able.
I know my Lord is able.
I know my Lord is able.
And he through.
He healed the broken hearted.
He set the captive free. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Let my hands
perform his bidding.
Let
my feet run in his
way.
Let my eyes see Jesus only. Let my lips speak for his praise.
Correctly. I heard Brother Gardner play the piano once. I came downstairs into the room where he was, and he was playing All for Jesus. I didn't know he could play the piano. But he said he could play that song. That wasn't so hard. Praise God. So let's sing it tonight. Is that the right number? Did I? Okay. Let's stand together as we sing and praise God. Thank you, Lord.